This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. Sunday night, we're at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's IMCA Stock Car feature winner, Abe Holsom Carthage. Abe, your 11th feature win this year at Quincy Raceways. Been really dominant here. You had a good car early on the top, but then, then you just shot right to the bottom and went by the 97. You could go anywhere you wanted to.
I could, and we've really been working at it all year long, and we finally been getting the car to where it works works just the way I want it to, and that's the way you win races, set up the car and make sure that it handles right. So, I was just biding my time there at the beginning of that race, and them guys were three wide racing in front of me, and I eventually knew a hole would open up and I could make my way to the front, which is what we did. So, overall, it's been a pretty good year for us. That makes win number 16 on the year, so one of our best years so far.
That last restart, you held the bottom there. It was a freight train behind you on the bottom, about the first five cars on the bottom there, and you knew if you didn't give that up, wasn't nothing going to happen.
Yeah, I knew Terry was there. I could hear him, and then I thought I saw a nose piece there one time or another. So, I'm not sure what happened after that restart. I don't think I was just driving the car the way it needed to be drove, and I sometimes do that when I get out front, and you're not trying to pass a car, you're not trying to push the car the way it needs to be drove, and with this thing, it's got to be, to the max, and that's the way she likes to go. So, that's what we like to do.
It's got to feel good to have the confidence in your car that early in the race you don't feel like you just have to drive the wheels off of it to get to the front. You can just be a little patient.
It is. I had a little bit of a confidence booster coming into tonight. We just got back from the Boone Super Nationals. I was telling you about it earlier this year, and we did really well up there. We went up there Wednesday. The way the qualifying format works is, you race on Wednesday heat races, and you got to win a heat race to get into the qualifying A that night. And in the qualifying A, you got to get top eight to make it into Saturday's big race. So we ended up eighth on Wednesday. We got it in, and we had a good time that night. Slept in on Thursday and just did regular maintenance on the car. And then, Saturday rolled around. We started 22nd, which is the way it works is, Wednesday is the inside row of eight cars, and then Thursday is the middle row of eight cars, and then Friday is the outside row of eight cars, and then Saturday they got a last chance and they take six cars to fill the rest of the field out. So they start 30 stock cars, three wide, 30 laps. It was something else. With the local track racing, we don't really have a full field of cars like that anyway, and
there's nothing like that.
So we started 22nd in that race, 30 laps, and we got up to 10th about halfway through that race, and I was racing, a pack of cars that was 6th through 10th, I think what it was. There's four cars right in front of me, and they were all battling it out, and I had a fast car, and I ended up just getting into the corner a little too deep and got into a guy's left rear quarter panel and spun him around, and then we got a judgment call to where we was told to leave the racetrack. So it's a tough track up there, and sometimes they do that, but I should have been just a little bit more patient, and I think we could have had a car to maybe compete to top five.
Awful lot of stock cars sitting and watching that feature, though.
There was 200 stock cars, I think, close to 200 stock cars up there, during that week. So, we was tickled pink to make it in on Wednesday, at the top eight cars, and them guys are Super National champions. You name it, they've won them all. There's guys there that's got, four or five times national champions, and it's just everybody's a tough field in that race, and any one of those 30 guys that got into that race on Saturday or have a real good shot of winning the race. So to be able to go up there, make the A main, and have a car that I felt was really competitive with everybody else, that we could come down here and it's just a confident booster where we can run with those guys, and we come down here and we can pick up some feature wins.
Who should have helped you tonight, and who are your sponsors?
I got to give a big shout out to Shaq. He was up there at the Super Nationals with me on Wednesday, and my other guys that came weekly, Jeff Harriman, BJ Harriman, and Duck, Dustin Getz, they weren't able to make it up there. So, Shaq was with us, Jason Shackelford, he was with us on Wednesday and really helped us out. But tonight I got BJ and Duck. He was kind of getting the edge. We weren't even going to come down here just because we it was clear up in Boone, Iowa today, and we weren't sure we weren't going to make it down. So, I talked to Duck, and he wanted to go, so I said, all right, we'll just come straight there. So we came straight from that racetrack, straight here. So I got to give a shout-out to all my sponsors here, Harriman Racing Engines. Of course, we got a great power plant underneath the hood, Holst Farms, Utter Hill Dairy, Central Iron and Metals, Hey, how many more races we got, Doc? Let's see here.
Agitation throws you off.
I know it. I know it. Homestead Lumber, Bus Ag Service. I know I'm forgetting one here right on the left of her quarter panel.
I forgot.
Yeah, let's go look real quick.
As good as you're running, we can't forget any sponsors.
Ag Supply, yeah. Ag Supply Service and Lake Hill Winery. I about forgot those two. So big supporters of us and a real confidence booster when, you know, you get calls from them guys and cheering you on and getting, you know, good feature finishes for them and getting their name out there and making them look good.
Hey, Bowles, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on a good run at the Boone Super Nationals and a good run tonight here at Quincy Raceways.
Thank you.
Thank you.